So the epistle for the fourth Sunday after Easter is taken from James chapter 1. Dearly beloved, every best gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no change nor shadow or alteration. For of his own will hath he begotten us by the word of truth, that we might be some beginning of his creatures. You know, my dearest brethren, and let every man be quick to hear, but slow to speak and slow to anger, for the anger of man worketh not the justice of God. Wherefore, casting away all uncleanliness and abundance of malice, with the meekness received the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from John chapter 16. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, I go to him that sent me, and none of you asketh me, whither goest thou? But because I have spoken these things to you, sorrow hath filled your heart. But I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go. For if I go not, the Paraclete will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he has come, he will convince the world of sin and of justice and of judgment. Of sin because they believe not in me, and of justice because I go to the Father, and you shall see me no longer, and of judgment because the prince of this world is already judged. I have yet many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. But when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will teach you all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but what things soever he shall hear, he shall speak, and the things that are to come he shall show you. He shall glorify me, because he shall receive of mine, and shall show it to you. Please be seated. I will never forsake you. My immaculate heart will be your refuge in the way that will lead you to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. As I mentioned, we have the great occasion of First Holy Communions. And yesterday was the anniversary of Our Lady appearing to the three children in Fatima. Also, I mentioned to the children when they came on their little day of recollection, the half a day of recollection that we had for them, but it was also, yesterday was also the day that two of the three children of Fatima were canonized saints, that they were elevated, they were raised to sainthood, Jacinta and Francisco. And we see these children as being a model to us, a model of purity, a model of innocence. And it's also something that I think we look at in terms of a lot of times when heaven appears to souls, they appear to, a lot of times, to children. Because the children have the innocence that is needed. The innocence and the trust and the faith in Almighty God. And that is something that for our children, as they approach the communion rail for the very first time, they come with that purity, they come with that innocence, and they come very pleasing to Almighty God. That is a reminder to us of how we should approach the communion rail ourselves. And so for them, they receive God for the very first time. They've been prepared by you parents. They've been prepared by their teachers, by the priest, for this special moment. And it's something that we do rejoice as a parish because of that, because yes, we have these innocent souls receiving Almighty God for the very first time. And that their prayers are very important. And I would say, just as we look at, obviously now, Saint Jacinta, Saint Francisco, of how so much they wanted to console the Sacred and the Immaculate Hearts, they saw how souls were sinning against them. And so therefore, they felt obligated then to try to do something on their own. Small sacrifices they offer, the small penances that they would give. And that was something that Saint Jacinta, she wanted to save souls from hell. She realized how many souls would go, how many don't have souls praying for them. And so she tried to help to save souls from going to hell. Because one, Our Lady of Fatima had told the children when she had shown them the vision of hell, many souls go there because they have no one to pray for them. And so for Jacinta, that was something that she wanted to try to do. Francisco, He wanted to console our Lord and our Lady. One of the main reasons that he said that he wanted to console them is he said they seem so sad, they seem so sorrowful. Again, going back to the fact of the sins of mankind, the sins of the world. And yes, how much so that they offend Almighty God, they offend our Lord, they offend our Lady. And so Lucia, when Francisco was on his deathbed, she had told him, she said, you know, pray for sinners, pray for the Holy Father, he has much to suffer. And she asked, she said, pray for us. She realized she would have to spend a longer time on earth promoting the devotion to the Immaculate Heart. And so Francisco, when he was on his deathbed, he asked for one thing. He asked to receive his first Holy Communion, because at his age, at that point, he had not been prepared for that. And so he told his father that was what he wanted. He wanted to receive his first Holy Communion. He said, before I die, I want to receive our Lord. And so his father, obviously, his father was very saddened at losing his son, and then obviously his daughter, Jacinta, the sister of Francisco. And so for that, Francisco's words were like a sword in the heart of his loving father. He hated the thought of losing his little boy, but with manly courage, he spoke up. He said, I'll take care of that right away. I'll go now to see a priest. And so, as I say, Francisco, he wanted to console our Lord and our Lady. And he also wanted to receive his first Holy Communion. And I would say for you children, that is a great way to console our Lord and our Lady, to receive our Lord. You receive him this very first time because of the purity, the innocence. You've been prepared for this step, this great sacrament that you receive. And then God willing that throughout your lives as you get older, you will still have that innocence, that purity, being pleasing to Almighty God. And by receiving, you will console our Lord and our Lady. And that's something that for all of us to also think about. You know, we consider First Fridays, First Saturdays, and we always try to make them in a spirit of reparation. In a way, we make them in a spirit of consoling our Lord and our Lady, the Sacred and the Immaculate Hearts. I mean, that is something that we're asked to do on First Fridays and First Saturdays. But that is something that Francisco, he thought very much of how sorrowful they were because of the sins. And so he felt he could make reparation for that by receiving his first Holy Communion. So his father remembers kind of the sad journey that he made with some of his children to go to ask the priest. He said they prayed rosaries as they went. You know, obviously praying for his two children, that he was going to lose them so soon. I mean, they were truly just children. And yet, he wanted to try to give him that opportunity. So then the priest came to hear Francisco's confession and then promised to bring him Holy Communion the next morning. So Francisco had asked his mother, he said, make sure not to give him anything to eat or to drink. He wanted to make sure he did the fast from midnight. And so the next morning when he heard the tinkling of the bell announcing the coming of our Lord, he tried to sit up in his bed, but his strength failed him and he fell back on his pillow. He received our Lord into his heart. He closed his eyes in his prayer, abiding in Jesus as he abode in him. As the feeling of the presence of God pervaded him, he recalled that the other day when the angel came and together they adored Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. So it reminded him of the prayer that the angel had taught them at Fatima, adoring our Lord. And now he had the chance to finally receive our Lord into his soul. So this great opportunity that he finally had, this faithful boy had given his life to make reparation to the hearts of Jesus and Mary for the sins of men, and now he could receive our Lord. Now he had that opportunity to truly console our Lord and our Lady through receiving the Blessed Sacrament. This was his first and this was his last communion. And I think in some ways, again, for us to take something from this, the preparation that he prepared his soul for in receiving our Lord for the very first time. And how a reminder to us that we should prepare our souls every time like that. You know, whether it's our first time, whether it's our 1,000th time, we should still take that preparation. I still remember when I went to the Carmel in Spokane, Washington, to say a first mass after I was newly ordained. They had made a little stole, a stole that I take with me on the pilgrimage every year. And they had put a little note. They said, "Dear priest, say this mass as if it was your first mass, your only mass, and your last mass." And that's something that has always struck me to this day, that little thing that they had asked. And so for our children, I would say, in a way, we can look at it the same way. Receive our Lord with the same fervor and zeal, with this being your first Holy Communion, but then like Francisco, could have been our last Holy Communion, or the only communion that we are ever to receive. If we have that zeal, how pleasing that will be to God. And if we approach the communion rail every time we have the grace to receive, that we have that same zeal that we have on this first Holy Communion, how pleasing that will be to God and how consoling that will be to God. And that is why it's so important for all of us to think about, you know, receiving our Lord. Receiving with a spirit of reparation because of the sins of mankind, because of our own sins. Of having the chance to receive our Lord. What a great gift that is. What a proof of his love for you, my dear children, but then a proof of love for all of us. That one, he would keep himself here in the tabernacle, sacramentally present for all of us to come to, but then to also to give us the chance that every day we have the opportunity to receive our Lord. And that's why I told the children yesterday, I said, you witness a miracle every Mass you attend. I mean, some had the chance to maybe visit the relics of St. Padre Pio. But we also have our Lord here present for us. You have the chance to witness a miracle every time you attend Mass. I mean, do we think about these things? Do we contemplate these things? So, my dear children, for you to look at this joyful occasion, you see how God loves the innocence and the purity of his children. And that is why he's so pleased to come into your souls today. That is why he's so happy to come to you today, because of your purity and your innocence. And so I would say, pray to these newly canonized saints, St. Jacinta, St. Francisco, because they were children like you. They were children that they had the chance to receive the vision of Our Lady. But then we see with Francisco, the one thing that he wanted to do before he died was to receive our Lord into his soul. What a beautiful reminder for us all. So as I say, God loves his children. And so he will listen to your prayers today. We always say that the prayers of the children on their first Holy Communion, God will answer because of their innocence as they approach the communion rail. So definitely pray for your parents for giving you this opportunity. Pray for your family. Pray for your teachers. I always say pray for the priest who gave you your first Holy Communion. Please pray for your priest. But pray for the church too. Pray for our parish. God will answer your prayers because of you approach with such innocence and purity. And so that is something that the children of Fatima gave us, the understanding that we must pray, we must do penance, we must sacrifice. And especially as we look at the world around us, we definitely need that. And so let us say with Saint Francisco, I want to console God. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.